Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. Wow. I'm telling you what, I think I've heard those Christmas carols 1,000 times over. And this morning, man, it just melted my heart singing Away in a Manger. I'm like, who knew that Away in a Manger? But it's the reality of who Jesus is. It's the reality of his presence with us in this moment. That he is not dead, he is alive. He's present here, that he came to the earth to redeem mankind. So this is the week that we celebrate Christmas, right? It's our Lord and Savior coming to the earth, a baby in a manger. But so much more than just a story, so much more than just decorations and Christmas carols. It's the reality of what the Bible calls the name of God, the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. He's not only called Emmanuel, he's also called the Prince of Peace. There's many different names in the Bible, but today I want to focus for just a minute on these two powerful names that God has given his son, Jesus, Emmanuel. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, she will bear a son and she will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name, say it with me, Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Take just a minute. Think about the implication of that one word. Emmanuel, thank you, God, that you are with us. Some of us become so accustomed to the fact that God is with us. We're very familiar with the presence of God. But I wanted you to remember this morning, if you're a believer today, I want you to remember what it was like when you didn't know the presence of God. Maybe you're a believer and you knew the presence of God and you wandered away from the presence of God and you've come back in contact, you've reconnected with God in heaven and you know once again the goodness of the presence of God. You feel, you sense, and you know Emmanuel, God with us. But see, God's not just with us to be present. He wants to work in our lives. And so he's not just God with us. God is with us to bring us peace, church. He came to save us from our sins. Sin creates chaos. Sin creates confusion. Sin creates separation. And the Bible clearly says that all have sinned and all are born into this chaos and confusion and all people are separated from God until and only until they come to a moment of faith. Faith in this Jesus who came and was born in a manger. Faith in this Jesus who grew sinless throughout his life and voluntarily died to take away the sins of the world. So Jesus, in effect, removed the chaos, and in place of chaos and separation, he brought peace. Then and only then, when we put our faith in Jesus, can Emmanuel, God, be with us. Can we be freed from our sin? Can we be walking in the presence of the peace? The Prince of Peace is not only with us, church, he's carrying us every moment of our lives. I hope that today, that for just a minute, you can reflect on the reality of who Jesus is. That very personally, even in this moment, that you can let go of all of the seasonal activities, that you can focus your attention, you can focus your heart, and that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes and you will sense God's presence. Because it doesn't matter how many gifts are under the tree. It doesn't matter how big the turkey is on the table. It doesn't matter how many relatives come to your house. What matters in the end is, do you know the presence and peace that God gives? See, forgiveness of sins through Jesus gives us the reality of Emmanuel. The sin had to be taken away. The sin had to be removed. And Jesus voluntarily stood in our place, took the punishment of our sin, removed the scourge of humanity, and said, God, I now present to you a people for your own possession. We got to be reconnected with the Father because of Jesus. Jesus finished and completed everything that was needed for you and me to be reconnected to God, to be forgiven, to know the presence of God. But we have a choice to make. It's not automatic that because Jesus died on the cross, now all people are freed from sin. No, God gives us free will. We get to choose. You have control of your destiny. You have control of your choices. You get to decide whether you're going to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. The gift of God is available, but the choice is yours. How many times over the years have you heard the illustration? You may have the biggest, most beautiful wrapped present under the tree, and it may say on there, this is for you. It may say your name in bold print, Enrique Villa, but Enrique's got to pick it up, unwrap it, and own it. Yeah. It's sitting there. It's available. It's for you. Have you received the gift, church? Have you unwrapped it and taken the bow off and jumped in the middle of Emmanuel, God with us? Some of you may not be used to us here, but we like to jump in the middle of Emmanuel and just say, come on, God, show us your face. Come on, Jesus, we want to know the reality of who you are. I don't want religious songs. I don't want words on a page. I want the reality of the presence of God. And it's available. Come on, guys, unwrap your gift. Some of you've unwrapped it, but you set it on the table and you forgot about it. Faith, this relationship that Pastor Mark spoke of just a minute ago, it's ongoing. It's not a one-time, I'm good now, I can go do what I want. No, God wants to relate with you. He wants to commune with you. He wants to be with you. He wants to bless your every breath. God is with us, church, but he's with us to bring peace. Isaiah prophesied of this truth in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will rest upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Say these three words with me. Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. So many of us are caught up in the chaos of this world. And Jesus promises us a peace that knows no end. How many of you are interested in a peace that knows no end? Come on. Hey, some of the most stressed out people in America are Christians because we're all worried about what's going to happen. What is the good going to win? Have you read the book, church? You don't have to worry about tomorrow. God wins in the end. And we win, not just in the end. Every day that we place our faith in Emmanuel, we experience him today. There can be chaos and negative circumstances and turmoil all around you, and you can be walking in the never-ending peace that only God gives. Emmanuel, God with us, the Prince of Peace. What does this word peace mean? Is it just a symbol? Peace, brother? Does it mean no conflict? Well, yes. But biblically, this word expounded in the Greek is Irene. It means, it's where we get the word, the name Irene. It means peaceful or serene, but it goes deeper. It's mended. What was broken, like a broken bone, is displaced and disconnected. When it's brought back to peace, it's mended. It's at peace. Irene takes place. What am I talking about? Guys, there's so many gaps in our lives where we're disconnected from the reality of God. God wants to bring the mendedness, the interconnectedness of peace. It's available. It's a calmness. It's a confidence in the middle of the storm. It's to be reconciled, brought back together. It's that big word, atonement, which just means at one meant. To be one with God is to be at peace. Peace doesn't mean the absence of negative circumstances. Peace doesn't mean the primrose path. Peace doesn't mean peaches and cream every day. Peace means when life is crazy, I can stand on the rock and not be moved. If you've ever experienced what I'm talking about, say amen. A few of you may know what peace is. Some of you in this room go, I would love to know peace, but my life is chaotic. Some of you have never met Jesus, and today's your day. You thought you were just making a family member happy by coming to church. But God has a different plan. God wants to encounter Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace. He wants to get all up in your life. He wants to bless you. He wants to free you. He wants to let you know that he loves you. Some of you believers out there are going, you know, I'm not really experiencing peace. Today's your day. Christmas can become peaceful to you. The presence of Emmanuel makes all the difference. This is the season to celebrate the Prince of Peace. If you're in trouble, God can give you peace. If you have broken relationships, God can give you peace. You may have illness in your body. You may have financial struggles. God can give you peace. God is with us to bring us peace. John 3:16 has been quoted 3 times already this Sunday. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, shall not live in chaos, but will have eternal life, shall have peace. Eternal peace, eternal life does not begin when this life ends. It's now. Life and peace and the presence of God now. What a gift on Christmas. So the question isn't whether Jesus did what he said he did. The question isn't whether peace has been given. The question is, do you believe in Jesus? When we put our faith in Jesus, we receive the promise that Isaiah prophesied, Prince of Peace. We receive the promise that Matthew wrote about, Emmanuel, God with us. So the question for a bunch of 21st century believers right out here in West Texas is this: are you experiencing the presence of God? Are you experiencing the peace of God right now? It's not a song that we hear sung. It's not a distant, faraway dream. It's a now Emmanuel reality. God is with us today through the Holy Spirit. If you read John 14, 15, and 16 in the New Testament, you'll find out that Jesus said, "It is good that I leave the planet." He rose from the dead, and then he ascended back into heaven. He said, "This is good, because I'm sending the Holy Spirit. Emmanuel, God with us today through the presence of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you what, away in a manger doesn't make you cry unless the Holy Spirit is moving in your heart. We've experienced the presence of God right here today. But you don't have to wait till church on Sunday morning to experience Emmanuel. You don't have to wait for a holy moment. Every breath you take can be Emmanuel. Peace. The goodness of God. We experience the presence and the peace of God through the Holy Spirit today. So here's the deal, church. There's an open invitation from God Himself that you could experience His presence. There's an open invitation from God Himself that you could experience His peace right here, right now. Will you stand with me? We want to invite our prayer team to come right up here to the front. And the invitation that God is giving to us today is His very presence and His enduring peace. No matter what place you find yourself in today, I invite you to step into the presence of God, to be introduced to the Prince of Peace. So this morning, as we finish our time together and we sing a song, you know, it could be just another ending to another service and we go on about our day. Or maybe you could meet the Prince of Peace personally. If you need peace in your life this morning, I just invite you to come. I just invite you to let one of these wonderful, peace-filled people to pray for you. Because God is reaching. He's extending His hand. He's never stopped and He never will. He's always reaching to you. Will you grasp His hand today? Say, Jesus, I need Your peace. So I invite you to come. Let me pray for you. And then we'll sing this song. And when we finish that song, you can be dismissed. But the opportunity is here in this wonderful moment of worship to experience the Prince of Peace. God, open our hearts to You right now. Invade this place, Holy Spirit, with the Prince of Peace reality. We want Your presence, God. The promise is written in the book, but we want the reality in our hearts. God with us. Fill us today, God. Touch Your people with Your peaceful presence. In Jesus' name I pray.